Good evening, and welcome to the cathedral, and also a welcome to those who are joining us online or listening in to the podcast. All are welcome. I think we have duties pretty much distributed for this evening, and Cheryl is going to offer her reflection, and that'll be following the gospel. So thank you, Cheryl, for doing that. And we're going to use the green-colored book of alternative services. And we'll begin on page 185. Page 185. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. And we'll use the Trisagion over the page on page 187. And we'll say this in threefold. Holy God, holy and mighty, holy immortal one, have mercy upon us. Holy God, holy and mighty, holy immortal one, have mercy upon us. Holy God, holy and mighty, holy immortal one, have mercy upon us. And as we continue standing, let us pray. O God, by the passion of your blessed Son, you made an instrument of shameful death to be for us the means of life. May our lives be so transformed by his passion that we may witness to his grace, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. And we'll be seated for the first reading.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Listen to me, O coastlands. Pay attention, you peoples from far away. The Lord called me before I was born. While I was in my mother's womb, he named me. He made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand, he hid me. He made me a polished arrow. In his quiver, he hid me away. And he said to me, "You are my servant, Israel, in whom I will be glorified." But I said, "I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for nothing and vanity. Yet surely my cause is with the Lord, and my reward with my God." And now the Lord says, who formed me in the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him, and that Israel might be gathered to him, "For I am honored in the sight of the Lord, and my God has become my strength." He says, "It is too light a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the survivors of Israel. I will give you as a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth." Thus says the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel and his Holy One, to one deeply despised, abhorred by the nations, the slave of rulers. Kings shall see and stand up, princes, and they shall prostrate themselves, because of the Lord who is faithful, the Holy One of Israel, who has chosen you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be.
Psalm 71, verses 1 to 12 is the response to the first reading. We'll remain seated and use the refrain at the indicated places, "From my mother's womb, you have been my strength." In you, O Lord, have I taken refuge. Let me never be ashamed. In your righteousness, deliver me and set me free. Incline your ear to me and save me. From my mother's womb, you have been my strength. Be my strong rock, a castle to keep me safe. You are my crag and my stronghold. Deliver me, my God, from the hand of the wicked, from the clutches of the evildoer and the oppressor. For you are my hope, O Lord God, my confidence since I was young. From my mother's womb you have been my strength. I have been sustained by you ever since I was born. From my mother's womb you have been my strength. My praise shall be always of you. I have become a portent to many, but you are my refuge and my strength. Let my mouth be full of your praise and your glory all the day long. From my mother's womb, you have been my strength. Do not cast me off in my old age. Forsake me not when my strength fails. For my enemies are talking against me, and those who lie in wait for my life take counsel together. They say, God has forsaken him. Go after him and seize him, because there is none who will save. From my mother's womb, you have been my strength. O God, be not far from me. Come quickly to help me, O my God. Let those who set themselves against me be put to shame and be disgraced. Let those who seek to do me evil be covered with scorn and reproach. But I shall always wait in patience and shall praise you more and more. From my mother's womb, you have been my strength.
A reading from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. The message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the discernment of the discerning I will thwart. Where is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through wisdom, God decided, through the foolishness of our proclamation, to save those who believe. For Jews demand signs and Greeks desire wisdom, but we proclaim Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. But those who are the called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. For God's foolishness is wiser than human wisdom, and God's weakness is stronger than human strength. Consider your own call, brothers and sisters. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, things that are not, to reduce to nothing things that are, so that no one might boast in the presence of God. He is the source of your life in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption, in order that, as it is written, let the one who boasts boast in the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
While you have the light, believe in the light. The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
The Holy Gospel, according to our Lord Jesus Christ, chapter 12, verse 20. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Now, among those who went up to worship at the festival were some Greeks. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and said to him, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew, then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly, I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Those who love their life lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. Whoever serves me, the Father will honor. Now my soul is troubled, and what should I say? Father, save me from this hour. No, it is for this reason that I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again." The crowd standing there heard it and said that it was thunder. Others said, "An angel has spoken to him." Jesus answered, "This voice has come for your sake, not for mine. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be driven out. And when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." He said this to indicate the kind of death he was to die. The crowd answered him, "We have heard from the law that the Messiah remains forever. How can you say that the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man?" Jesus said to them, "The light is with you for a little longer. While you have the light, so the darkness may not overtake you. If you walk in the darkness, you do not know where you are going. While you have the light, believe in the light, so that you may become children of light." After Jesus had said this, he departed and hid from them. The Gospel of Christ.
Praise
to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good evening. I'm not going to sing, but I am going to start with some words from a favorite song, one of many, of course. "Who am I that the Lord of all the earth would care to know my name, would care to feel my hurt? Who am I that the bright and morning star would choose to light the way for my ever-wandering heart. Who am I that the eyes that see my sin would look on me with love and watch me rise again? Who am I that the voice that calmed the sea would call out through the rain and calm the storm in me? Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. What does the death of Jesus on the cross mean to me? Well, many things, of course. I agree with what Brent said last night, life and purpose and salvation, primarily from my human nature, from myself. And again, not because of anything I've done or have to do. For grace, for when I don't follow well. For strength, for hope, despite so many situations in the world that might seem hopeless. For peace and joy, and a place for me in the only kingdom that matters. But something that strikes me over and over is that this kingdom that Jesus showed through his life and now reigns over through his death and resurrection is an upside-down, inside-out one. It runs counter to the way we naturally think, and certainly to the culture of this world. Jesus is not what we expect. Jesus said things like in our gospel today, those who love their life lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a donkey, while likely that same week, Caesar's governor, Pilate, rode into Jerusalem on a war horse or a chariot. Jesus washed the feet of his disciples. Jesus told Peter to put away his sword. Jesus, who loved, healed, and brought peace, was sentenced to death, while a known insurrectionist, probably a murderer, was freed. Jesus, the Creator, submitted to death on a cross so that we created beings could live. As Paul points out in 1 Corinthians, which we read tonight, and it's just so like God that this was tonight's lesson, the message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. But in the end, it doesn't really matter what the cross means to me. Just as eternal life is about more than life after death, Jesus' death and resurrection is about more than my or your personal salvation. Jesus' death on the cross was about reconciling the whole world with God the Father. We heard about this recently when the gospel reading was John 3:16. But also somewhat coincidentally in our readings tonight, this is also highlighted. In the gospel, Jesus said, "And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." And we heard in Isaiah, "I will give you as a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth." In Godly Play, when we use our baby Jesus and our resurrection Jesus figurines, both of which have arms outstretched, we say that Jesus is reaching out to give the whole world a hug, and to give us a hug. The cross is about reconciliation. Sorry. I didn't make it through evening prayer earlier either. Reconciliation between me and God, between me and the people I love, between me and the people I don't love, and even those I don't know. Between families, between friends, and between enemies. Between rich and poor, high and low, strong and weak, brilliant and commonplace, wise and foolish. Between those who need help and those who can provide it. Between those who know God and those who don't. The cross shape itself highlights this. When we put up vertical barriers, the bar across breaks through them. Jesus stretched out his arms horizontally to embrace us all. And when we put up a horizontal barrier between us and God, the bar reminds us, the down bar reminds us that Jesus, that God came down to us and entered our existence. Who am I that the Lord of all the earth would care to know my name? Who am I that the eyes that see my sin would look on me with love and watch me rise again? Not because of who I am, but because of what Jesus has done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who Jesus is. Counterintuitive, upside down, inside out, indeed. A stumbling block, as we also read tonight. For the message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. Paul continues in 1 Corinthians, God is the source of your life in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption. And I hope that as I strive to live following God's own fool, there will be some who come to me and say, we wish to see Jesus. I just want to close with a prayer from St. Richard of Chichester. Thank you, my Lord Jesus Christ, for all the benefits you have won for us and for all the pains and insults you have borne for us. O most merciful Redeemer, friend and brother, may we know you more clearly, love you more dearly, and follow you more nearly, day by day. Amen.
As we stand, we'll continue with the prayers of the people.
Let us pray to the Father, through his Son who suffered on the cross for our redemption, responding to by the Savior's cross and passion with, Lord, save us and help us. Fill with your Spirit Christ's broken body, the Church. Give to Christian people everywhere a deep longing to take up the cross and to understand its mysterious glory. By the Savior's cross and passion, Lord, save us and help us. Bless those who lead the Church's worship at this solemn time. In the preaching of the Word and the celebration of the sacraments, draw your people close to you. By the Savior's cross and passion, Lord, save us and help us. Remember your Church throughout the world. Justin, Archbishop of Canada, Charles, our King, Linda, our Primate, Matthias, Bishop of our Companion Diocese, and David, our Bishop and Metropolitan. In our prayer cycles, especially our own Cathedral Church, Dean Jeffrey Hall, Deacon Isabel Cutler, Deacon Debbie Edmondson, Canon Rod Black, Canon John Lowndes, Honorary Assistants, Doreen Lake, clergy widow of this diocese, the Diocese of Cyprus and the Gulf. By the Savior's cross and passion, Lord, save us and help us. Strengthen those among us preparing for baptism, Ivy and Nate Parsons. together with their teachers, sponsors, and families. Teach them what it means to die and rise with Christ, and prepare them to receive the breath of His Spirit. By the Savior's cross and passion, Lord, save us and help us. Look in your mercy upon the world you loved so much that you sent your Son to suffer and to die. Strengthen those who work to share the reconciliation won at such a cost upon the cross. By the Savior's cross and passion, Lord, save us and help us. Bringing healing by the wounds of Christ to all who are weighed down by pain and injustice. Help the lonely and the betrayed, the suffering and the dying, to find strength in the companionship of Jesus and in his passion to know their salvation. By the Savior's cross and passion, Lord, save us and help us. Welcome into paradise all who have left this world in your friendship. According to your promises, bring them with all your saints to share in all the benefits of Christ's death and resurrection. By the Savior's cross and passion, Lord, save us and help us. Holy God, holy and strong, holy and immortal, have mercy on us. Amen.
Dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. He welcomes sinners and invites them to his table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you. You're welcome to be seated during the preparation of the gifts. As we stand, let us pray. Source of life, accept all we offer you this day, and turn us from sin and death, that we may share in the tree of life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Great Thanksgiving is in the form of Eucharistic Prayer number 2 on page 196. You're encouraged to remain standing, but if you find that you would rather be seated or kneel, you're welcome to do so. The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We give you thanks and praise, Almighty God, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer. He is your living Word, through whom you have created all things. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh of the Virgin Mary and shared our human nature. He lived and died as one of us to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of us all. In fulfillment of your will, he stretched out his hands in suffering to bring release to those who place their hope in you, and so he won for you a holy people. He chose to bear our griefs and sorrows and to give up his life on the cross, that he might shatter the chains of evil and death and banish the darkness of sin and despair. By his resurrection, he brings us into the light of your presence. Now, with all creation, we raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy and gracious God, accept our praise through your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who on the night he was handed over to suffering and death, took bread and gave you thanks, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body, which is broken for you." In the same way, he took the cup, saying, "This is my blood, which is shed for you. When you do this, you do it in memory of me." Remembering, therefore, his death and resurrection, we offer you this bread and this cup, giving thanks that you have made us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. We ask you to send your Holy Spirit upon the offering of your holy church. Gather into one all who share in these sacred mysteries, filling them with the Holy Spirit and confirming their faith in the truth, that together we may praise you and give you glory through your servant, Jesus Christ. All glory and honor are yours, Father and Son, with the Holy Spirit in the Holy Church, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We break this bread, communion in Christ's body once broken. Let your church be the wheat which bears its fruit in dying. If we have died with him, we shall live with him. If we hold firm, we shall reign with him. The gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. As we stand, let us pray. Faithful God, may we who share this banquet glory in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, our salvation, life, and hope, who reigns as Lord now and forever. Amen. Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the Church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.